Bill McKenna said he wants to give back to the community. He has the time, and he thinks he can bring a more common-sense approach to the city's dealings with business.
I can't say I'm going to be a lifer in City Hall, but I think, you know, and it's some kind of catalyst for change to sort of facilitate business and kind of create a more accepting and proactive, progressive attitude there wouldn't hurt things.
The candidate, who lives on Ontario Drive, has been a full-time resident for the past 3 years. He was a part-time resident since 2002, when he then traveled back and forth to San Francisco.
Well, I worked on Wall Street for about 20 years. I was an active real estate investor in San Francisco. I own a few buildings there, and I own a couple of properties here in Park City. And aside from that, that's kind of been my career.
Okay. And so are you still working, traveling to work, or are you here in Park City full-time?
No, I'm in Park City full-time. I'm focused on real estate, my own holdings, and no longer work on Wall Street.
Okay. You just spend a lot of time mountain biking.
Exactly. I do a lot of mountain biking and things along the way, a lot of recreating.
He's also participated with outdoor programs such as Rivers of Recovery, which hosts fishing trips for returning and disabled veterans, and Trips for Kids, which enables at-risk kids to go mountain biking. McKenna said based on the feedback he's heard, he thinks the Marsat building could be more accommodating to business.
You know, Park City's made huge strides in the past few years as far as, you know, marketing itself and growing the economy. But, you know, coming out of the recession, I think that there's a lot of things, you know, Park City needs to be, quote unquote, open for business, in my mind. And I know that, you know, may rub a lot of people the wrong way, but I think you need to have a mindset that is open to investment, encourages investment in Park City. Like I said, less of an obstructionist sort of mentality. I think, you know, City Hall is there to facilitate business, to encourage investment, and they should, you know, behave in that manner. And I'd be the open ear. I think you need someone there that's going to, be a voice for people who have had sort of a tough time navigating those channels.
We asked him if he's had any difficulties himself.
You know, I've been pretty fortunate. I've had a couple times where I had to work with City Hall and it wasn't as seamless as I thought it could be. I think there's definitely upside in streamlining a lot of the processes there. You know, I own properties in San Francisco, which a lot of people think is a very tough place to develop or whatever, the permitting process or the building department, you know, navigating that if you're not an insider. And I can tell you, Park City was 1,000 times tougher. And it's easy for me. I mean, I'm a single guy, so it doesn't really – I got all the time in the world to deal with it. But, you know, if I had a family of five and I bought a house up on, you know, Park Avenue and all of a sudden it got rezoned historic, it'd be kind of tough.
We asked him if his position is pro-development. McKenna said a better label would be pro-practicality.
I would just say I'm less anti-development, which I think is a fairly strong mindset among a lot of people in City Hall. At least that's the constant feedback, the theme that I get over and over again. The other goals of Park City, I mean, the open space initiatives, the environmental concerns, I'm 1,000% on board with. I mean, I'm a big mountain biker, fly fisherman. I'm the last guy that wants to come in and raise a historic house and, you know, get rid of a neighborhood. I think it's part and parcel of the character of Park City, but you can't. You have to have a livable city, right? And have a livable city is, for example, 355 Ontario. If you have a kid and you're trying to walk down that yard and carry your groceries, you know, either you, the kid, or the groceries are going to get probably somersaulted down the yard.
He said property rights have to be considered with the long-discussed development Treasure Hill.
My understanding of Treasure Mountain is they had the approvals years ago. So, you know, the rule of law is the rule of law. I mean, they had the approvals. If they want to trade density, I understand that concept as well. If I lived, you know, on that side of town, you know, on the west side up on the hill there, it's obviously not going to be an easy thing to deal with once construction and if construction does start. But I think they have the right to do something with their property.
Park City Council candidate Bill McKenna. For KPCW, I'm Rick Baroff.